My father, God rest him, died in his sleep. This is the way he would have wanted it, without troubling anybody. I think of him now. The Feast of All Saints celebrates the glory of all who are with God. I believe my father is there in that large number impossible to count of every nation. The great ones are honoured, but so are ordinary people. And that's why we have to dust words and images and peel back crusted layers of ideas about holiness that are often totally unreal. A closer look at the great saints gives us all, I feel, grounds for hope. Augustine led a reckless youth. Francis of Assisi ran away from home. Anthony of Padua changed course in midlife. Thérèse, the little flower, felt that God had totally abandoned her. Here indeed we see humanity that's frail, meeting God's grace and being totally transformed. Like stained glass windows, it lets the light of love shine through unusual people. I used to think that sanctity was for the select few, an ideal way beyond the reach of ordinary folk. Now I know it's made of flesh and blood, and what I sensed as a child is true, that my father lived it, and that it's as common as salt or water, or the ad for a certain bread, baked first thing and delivered first light. For my father, sanctity was real as he rose morning after morning, long before the same first light, to help bake the bread that was our basic nourishment, not just for his own family, but those of the whole little town. Even today I can never say Mass without thinking of the bread of the past and my father's brand of holiness. The real test, of course, is a deep awareness of one's own sinfulness. The closer the saints got to God, the more they became aware of their own weaknesses. It isn't something I can achieve. It's what happens to me, what I allow the Lord to do. Holiness has no favourite climate or place. We blossom, we bloom, as we say, where we're planted. It's powered by prayer and nourished by reflection. It's always grace-filled. It wants people to be free, and it doesn't cling to things. It has a most human face. It walks the bedroom at night with a sick child. It's in a home with the family trying to make ends meet. It's covered by an anorak and jeans and sits by a hospital bed. It's the kindness of neighbours during a bereavement, and it's severely tested in the struggle to be honest, to stand up for fair play. Yes, the people we honour through the Feast of All Saints are women and men we've actually known who have gone home to God. And they're saints now because they were once sinners, but sinners who didn't throw in the towel, who never gave up, who never gave in. It's important to remember the value of what we do each day. Mass and prayer, of course, but also the ordinary things. Because in these lie the seed of our sanctity, the basis of our own canonization.